It's time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The sideline report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. Thanks a lot for tuning in today. We've got another busy show lined up. A little bit later on this morning, Kaw County football head coach Aaron McClung will join us here on the show. We're going to start the day off, though, with Dave Winder from Murray State, and we'll see if Dave is with us this morning. Dave, how's it going? Welcome back to the show. Okay, so we're having just a little bit of trouble getting a hold of Dave this morning. We're going to take a break. We'll try to get Dave on the line, and then we'll come back and have more right after this. Stay with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Got the sniffles or a scratchy throat? Don't let germs crash your plans. Swing by Princeton Drugs drive-thru, where testing for flu, COVID, or strep takes less time than your favorite song. Skip the waiting room shuffle, stay in your car, and let the pros handle it. For only $40, you'll get quick results, a prescription if needed, and even a note for work or school. Next time you want hustle, not hassle, remember, Princeton Drugs drive-thru testing is your fast track to feeling good and moving on to what's next.
High school juniors and seniors, are you ready to take control of your financial future? First Southern National Bank is excited to highlight the Give, Save, and Spend course offered through Asbury University. This hands-on course teaches practical money management skills, including how to give generously, save regularly, and spend wisely. It's the perfect way to prepare for life ahead. Registration is now open on the Asbury University website. Don't miss this opportunity to build financial confidence that lasts a lifetime.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Caldwell Medical Center, caring for your family is at the heart of what they do, offering family practice, internal medicine, and pediatric services to handle your health needs. From wellness exams and vaccinations to the treatment of various health conditions, their comprehensive care keeps you covered. Don't travel for quality health care. Find everything your family needs with Caldwell Medical Associates Family Practice Clinic, right here, close to home. Find more information at caldwellmedical.com.
Did you know every time you shop in our big deal store, you're not just grabbing a great bargain? You're supporting local businesses right here in our community? At WPKY, the Big Deals Program allows local businesses to trade gift certificates for advertising, helping them grow as they reach more customers. And don't we all want our business community to grow? Help our local business community thrive and save money, too. Shop Big Deals at WPKYonline.com and make a difference. Visit WPKYonline.com and click on Big Deals today.
When we say classic hits, we mean listen to WPKY worldwide at
WPKYonline.com. WPKY.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks for tuning in this morning. Now joining us from Murray is Dave Winder. And Dave, welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's great to be on again, Todd. I hope everybody's doing well and, enjoying the spring. And won't be too long, it'll be football season.
Exactly. And spring sports, one of my favorite times of the year. You know, I think part of it's because we just get to get back outside.
Yeah, after the basketball season, which, this part of the country, basketball is very important, men and women, boys and girls. And but there's a lot of pressure in basketball, not only at the high school level, but at our level, to win and be successful. And I think that affects everybody. And then once that season's over, good or bad, I tend to exhale a little bit. And then you're right. I love getting outside with golf and baseball and softball, track and field, et cetera. And it's good. So it's a good time of the year. And, Murray State baseball is in a bit of a tailspin right now. They've lost six in a row, and hosting Illinois State, three games starting tomorrow. And so hopefully they can get it turned around here. Murray State's going to host the Missouri Valley Tournament May 20th. And I want to tell everybody that if you want to come over to games during that week, they're all free. We're not charging for anything. So if you got a Little League team or travel team and you want to come over and watch some tournament baseball at Murray State, just load up and come on over, and it won't cost you anything.
Talk about Murray State baseball a little bit. It was going to be really difficult to try to follow up last season, right?
Well, I think it's probably impossible. we all kind of knew that, because I'm telling you, that going to the College World Series probably will stand the test of time of the most amazing happening in Murray State athletics in its 102-year history. I mean, there's no way that you could have predicted it, first of all. Much less, winning a conference tournament. Yes, I could see that. I could see that happening for Murray State baseball. They've done it before, but winning a regional, when you usually go into those, you think maybe we could win a game, and then you win it, and then go to the super regional, and then it's a best two out of three, and you get to the third game with Duke, and you win that, and then you're like, oh my gosh, we're going to Omaha, so. But Dan Skirka brought in 21 new players. They started off 6-0 in league play, but then the last two weekends they've stumbled, especially against UIC up in Chicago this weekend. I think they scored 8 runs in 3 games, and the first game, our ace, Nick Shuddy, who's a kid from Louisville, pitched really well, and we only got him 1 run. And then we played SEMO in a midweek game Tuesday night here and got run ruled. So, but the only way to get out of it is just to dig yourself out of it collectively as a team, and hopefully they're going to be able to do that. And then Murray State softball, they've won their last two series over Bradley and UIC. And they're right now just a game out of fourth place. And the tournaments in the Missouri Valley have been tightened up this year. Instead of the top 8, both softball and baseball are only taking the top 6. So that certainly has made everybody a little more antsy during the regular season here. But the Racers in Missouri Valley for baseball, and they're still only 1 game out of first. So it's tightly bunched up. Everybody's kind of beating up on everybody else. So we got that this weekend, and then also tomorrow night, we've got the annual spring game for Murray State football as they go into their fourth season in the Missouri Valley Football Conference in the fall. And it'll be the 102nd football season in Murray State history and the 54th at Roy Stewart Stadium, which I affectionately call the Concrete Cathedral.
Now, going back to the baseball run last year for just a second, I've kind of compared that to if Murray State men's basketball made the Final Four. I think that's what getting to the College World Series is like. And to me, the big thing is, if you beat somebody in the NCAA tournament for basketball, you don't have to play them again. They're gone. But in baseball, you beat Ole Miss, and then you have to turn around and play Ole Miss again to get out of the regional.
Yeah, I agree. That is very much like getting to the Final Four in basketball. Although I think it's a little tougher, honestly. I think it's a little tougher to get to the College World Series than it is the Final Four. But, you know, it's just one of those things that's been great for the program. Just the notoriety and the level of recruit that we're able to bring in. Like I said, they're not playing real good right now, but they got some talent. And it's also led to brand-new infield turf, a new outfield wall, a new scoreboard, a new video board. We've got the Jim and Sue Cash baseball clubhouse project that is now in the design phase, and it's going to be an amazing covered hitting and pitching area, plus locker room and offices and weight room and all that. And it's going to give Murray State baseball something that very few teams at our level have, and that's a baseball-only facility right next to your ballpark. And we're going to start construction on that as soon as sometime over the summer. But they're supposed to be in it by the start of the 2027 season. So about a year from now, they hope to have that thing done, and it's going to be a showcase for Murray State baseball.
Yeah, the Caldwell County Tigers are actually going to get a look at that today. They play Callaway County at Murray State at 5:45 today.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Well, see, that's the other thing that is good when you and we've I think Murray State softball's even had some high school games. But a university like we are, that's really great that high school teams can come and use our facilities. That's well, you know, the Region 1 tournament's been at Murray State for how many years? How long was it in Racer Arena? Probably the region basketball tournament was probably at Racer Arena as soon as it opened in 1952. So, yeah, that's great. I didn't know that that there was a game today, but that'd be great. It'd be a great experience for the high school kids.
We're talking this morning with Dave Winder from Murray State. And, Dave, since the last time we spoke, you've taken on a new role there.
Well, I have. Maybe you want to tell everybody what the role is, and then maybe I can comment on it.
Well, it's very interesting that you're now doing play-by-play for Murray State Sports, and you're kind of, I guess, in charge of all the TV and radio things there for Murray State.
Well, you hit it on the head. I'm returning to my radio roots of 35 years ago. When I came out of Murray State in 1987, I was a broadcast major, and I went back to Cape Girardeau, Missouri. I'm from over that way, from Jackson, Missouri. I won't say I'm from Cape Girardeau because Jackson and Cape are big-time rivals, you know. So I can't say I'm from Cape, but that's where I was working. And I was working for the Zimmer Radio Group when I was 14, 15 years old. I was running St. Louis Cardinal games. That was my first job in radio. And by the time I finished with Murray State, I had worked doing some play-by-play, like during the Christmas tournament when I was at home. And Lynn Shipley was the voice of Southeast Missouri State back then. And when I graduated, they offered me a job to go to Poplar Bluff, Missouri, where I was born. And I worked there for a year and did Poplar Bluff High School sports, Three Rivers Community College basketball. And then Lynn retired, and they offered me the play-by-play job for SEMO, and I went back up to Cape Girardeau. And then I worked for the Zimmers and SEMO for 4 years and loved doing radio. Matter of fact, my first year in 1989 National Elite Eight Championship Tournament for NCAA Division II, I did a national championship game. My first season was SEMO. They got beat by North Carolina Central. And then the second year, I did a national semifinal game. SEMO lost that one also to Kentucky Wesleyan. Wayne Chapman was Kentucky Wesleyan's coach, Rex's dad. But then in the early 90s, I got the feeling maybe I could do a little TV, and that's when I got hired by WPSD, and then I worked for them for the decade of the 90s. And then we were able to bring our family to Murray and work for my alma mater. In 2001, I started 2 months before 9/11 happened. And then for these 25 years, I've been doing the thing for Murray State Athletics. Always keeping in mind that I do have broadcast roots, but I was doing a lot of other things in communications and sports information. And Murray State, you probably saw over the summer, Murray State, actually it was last November, Murray State signed a 10-year deal with the Learfield Company, and they are one of the nation's leaders in collegiate sales, fundraising, NIL, tickets, ticket management, websites. And the thing that Learfield began out of Jefferson City, Missouri, way, way back, was just they started doing radio, not only statewide in Missouri, but they started doing Mizzou sports, and they developed a network. And this is a big time program. And when I when Nico Yanko got our athletic director job, and he was coming from Louisiana, I remember looking at Louisiana's website, and I noticed that they were a Learfield school. And I thought to myself, well, maybe one day we can be a Learfield school. And here we are. And Jeff Bidwell, who was our voice of the Racers, was going to take the job, but then he decided to go back to Paxton Media Group in Paducah for an administrative job. And when he did that, they said, well, Dave, would you be interested? And then over the month between Thanksgiving and Christmas, we just started talking. And, you know, I'm going to be 62 in August. And I'll admit I've lost a little bit on my fastball, a little bit. The work that we do in athletics is it's a lot. And it's 7 days a week. And just felt like, you know, I always wanted to go back to radio. I'm a radio guy at heart. I love radio. And this just seemed like at my age and given the level of company that we have signed on with, it's an awesome company. And I'm learning that now 2 weeks into the job and it's nationwide. They have 159 Division I schools that they work with, just like they're working with us. So there is a general manager who is with me here in Murray. His name is Sam Iliotto. And he was working at Omaha prior to this. And then we have just hired, going to hire an account executive and then another person to help us fulfill what we say we're going to do. For example, we tell a local business on this football game, your logo is going to be on the cover of the game program. We need to make sure that happens and that we show them proof that we actually did what we did. So we got that position we're going to hire. But my job is basically to do all Murray State football and men's basketball and baseball radio. And Learfield's got this great app.
Hey, Dave, you still with us? I think we lost Dave Winder, so we're going to take a break. We'll see if we can get Dave back on the line. Hang on, back with more on the Sideline Report right after this here at 1580 103.3 WPKY.
At Whitetail Properties, land isn't just their business. It's their way of life. Their land specialists are hunters, farmers, and rural landowners committed to helping you reach your dreams.
Dirty or low oil can seriously shorten the life of your engine. That's why the certified service experts at Trice Hughes in Princeton undergo extensive training to understand your vehicle's engine and oil needs. With regular oil changes from their experienced team, you can trust your vehicle is ready to perform its best mile after mile. Don't let neglect keep you off the road. Visit Trice Hughes for your next oil change and keep your vehicle running strong. Schedule today at TriceHughes.com.
This is Kevin Meacham from H&R Agripire. It takes grit to grow your lawn care business. You need mowers to match. Kubota has reliable, professional-grade equipment and fleet solutions so you can focus on cutting lawn after lawn. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 1.99% APR for up to 48 months. Now through June 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimer for full disclaimer.
H&R Agripower, 4900 Eagle Way, Hopkinsville, is your home for Kubota sales, parts, and service.
Fredonia Valley Bank, thriving within our community since 1894. Its roots run as deep as the valley itself. Much has evolved since 1894, but Fredonia Valley Bank's dedication to being your hometown financial institution remains unwavering. In this era of financial unpredictability, you can rely on Fredonia Valley Bank's impressive years of exceptional service. Place your trust in them as they are prepared to care for your needs. Fredonia Valley Bank, local people, local decisions, and local commitment, your true hometown bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing.
Ever have one of those medical questions you're too embarrassed to ask?
I got a tick bite in the worst place possible. I heard if you put Vaseline on it, it'll just back itself out. Is that true?
Community Medical Clinic will join Coffee Talk to spill the beans.
Is hair of the dog really good for a hangover?
Text your questions at 270-963-9038.
How many ibuprofen is too many ibuprofen?
Listen Middle Mondays at 8:15. You might just hear your answer.
Is that normal?
I mean, honestly.
Is that true?
Spill the beans only on 1580 103.3 WPK.
Traveling the Bluegrass with Holst Allen Watts has another busy week. Allen, where are you traveling this week?
University of Kentucky agronomist Dr. Chad Lee provides an update on the 2026 crop year. Alex Berweiger shares details about the New Holland Roll Belt 561 baler. And we meet John Keith Smith, who owns and operates JK Sky Farm. Learn how he got started, where he travels to spray, and what he enjoys about serving fellow farmers.
That's Traveling the Bluegrass weekdays around 6 a.m. and after the WPKY Noon News Edge.
We are back on the Sideline Report here at 1580 103.3 WPKY. I believe we have Dave Winder back with us now. Dave, are you there?
Yeah, I guess I got a little too long-winded, right? And then it cut me off. But can you hear me okay?
Yeah, got you good now. You know, technology is great when it works, but sometimes it goes a little sideways and we all have to adapt a little bit, I guess. But
I know.
You were talking about your new job.
Well, yeah, and I'm sorry I gave you the whole backstory and all that. You probably don't care about that. But, no, at this point in my career, 25 years in, you know, my Twitter handle is RacerDave23. Everybody calls me Racer Dave. And now what they want me to do, they want me just to be Racer Dave and to be the radio voice and doing a lot of podcasting. If you look on GoRacers.com, front page, go to the bottom, there's what we call Podcast Central, and I do the Racer Report. I've interviewed 65 Murray State Hall of Famers. I'm bringing back a thing we did during COVID called Racer Dave's History Lessons, where I take a subject or a game or an individual performance and kind of dive into how it happened and the history of it. So did a lot of podcasting and just really looking forward to getting back to being a radio guy. And Jack Buck probably gave the best advice of for anybody on radio. He actually said two things, at least I believe they were attributed to him. I heard them from somebody else, but the first one was, it's easy to talk about what you know. So if I know Murray State and I know our opponent, then it's easy because you know what you're talking about. And that'll be the goal, is the prep is very important as we lead up to each game. And then he said another thing about doing play-by-play. And he says the game is the star. You can have all the little side notes that you want to add and all that, but the bottom line, and people are tuning into a Murray State game because of the game. They want to know what is going on in the game. And that's going to be my main job, is to describe that. And as always with any play-by-play person, Todd, you got to make sure you give that time and score.
Absolutely. Can't give the score often enough.
You can't. You can't. Yes, sir.
Now, speaking of Jack Buck, our St. Louis Cardinals are off to a promising start at 10-8. So, you know, what are your thoughts so far?
Well, I mean, the Brewers just lost six in a row. They won yesterday to stop that streak. So, Pittsburgh's in first place. The Cubs are in last place. They're 500. So, again, the National League Central, you know, doesn't look like much more than the champion is going to get in the playoffs, right? I mean, it's already kind of trending that way. And the Cardinals, here we are, what is this, 4 weeks in, almost a month, and they're two games above 500. They got a nice win yesterday. So I've been very pleased. I guess I've been pleased, but I'm still a little miffed that they didn't do this 2 years ago when they could have made the change from Mozeliak and maybe started this process two seasons. If not, at least one. They should have started it last season. But as a fan, I'm glad to be, at this point in the season, I'm very interested in the Cardinals because they got all these new guys and – that, you know, the pitching is not going to be great, but they're hanging in there. And really all I want to see is just progress this season. And so far, everybody's very happy with the way they're playing. And I'm so happy to see all the young guys are playing good. And, I guess, what are they? I was looking at it this morning. I guess they're going to Houston and Miami after the weekend. And then they'll have their first Central Division matchup at Pittsburgh in 2 weeks. So, as usual, it's funny, Todd, seems like the Pirates always play well early. And they are right now, too. They're in first place.
Feels like the Cardinals have played an American League schedule so far.
Yeah, that's right. They got Seattle coming in. And the way they do the schedule now, that's just the way it is. But I was looking this morning. The Cardinals are let's see, they are they're eighth in home runs. They are in OPS. They are 15th. So they're, as far as the hitting goes, they're not terrible. They're not the best, but they're kind of hanging in there. And I do like the way they, it seems they've got their bullpen set up with the O'Brien guy. He throws 100 miles an hour at the back. And then they've got Stanek, and then there's another guy they've been bringing in the seventh inning. So if they get leads, it looks like they've got a pretty good last three innings bullpen to maybe, you know, secure some wins if they can get leads after the seventh inning.
Yeah, it at least feels like the Cardinals are headed in the right direction now.
Yeah, and certainly Jordan Walker is headed in the right direction. He went 0-for-4 yesterday, but he obviously finally made the changes the team has been wanting him to make since they brought him up, and that's cutting down on your swing a little bit. He's got plenty of power and trying to swing at strikes, and he's doing that so far. He's been their best hitter so far. J.J. Weatherholt, the second baseman that they brought up, he had a game this week. He hit 2 home runs. So it seems like he's going to stick. And I like what's the Church kid that plays left field?
Yeah, Nathaniel. I think he was 3-for-3 the other day. Yeah.
You know, he's another young one that they brought up. And you still got Mason Wynn at shortstop, who is already one of the best defensive shortstops in the league. This is just his third season. So, you know, maybe the Cardinals can get back to where they are among the best at drafting and developing into big leaguers. That's why they've had all the success before, is they draft them, they bring them up in the Cardinal way, and then they turn them loose on the big league club. So hopefully a lot more of that's getting ready to happen.
Hey, Dave, I appreciate your time this morning. I appreciate you coming back on the Sideline Report with us.
Hey, man, I'll talk to you next month then, and if you all ever need a guest or anything to fill in, you know, just always give me a call. I'd love to.
That sounds great. Thanks, Dave. Have a great
day.
Okay,
buddy. All right. See you. Bye-bye.
Dave Winder with us this morning from Murray State. Appreciate his time this morning. Stay with us. When we come back, Kaw County football head coach Aaron McClung will be here with us as we continue on the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
For traditional listings or auctions, contact Atlas Real Estate and Auction Services, an experienced and trusted local firm. Estate, land, auctions, waterfront, and homes.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
Since 1894, serving as your steadfast local banking choice for Fredonia Valley Bank. The world has transformed since then, but their dedication to you, their neighbors, has not wavered. Navigate financial complexity with a bank that's powered by 129 years of excellence. They're committed to investing in their community and the prosperity of their customers. Remember, choose local, live local, dine local, shop local, and bank local. Fredonia Valley Bank, where local people make local decisions. Your genuine community bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your local McDonald's wants you to know that they are ready to serve you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Dine-in or the drive-thru is always open, and they offer curbside pickup service. To avoid the wait in the drive-thru, you can download the McDonald's app and try curbside pickup. Stop in soon and enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner at your local McDonald's. Proud to be a part of this community. McDonald's of Princeton, proud supporters of the Caldwell County Tigers.
Hey, sports fans, you wouldn't want your favorite sports team to play only offense or defense. When it comes to insurance, why settle for someone that can handle only your auto policy? At Goodwin Insurance, they take care of all your insurance needs. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Thanks for tuning in today. Joining us now in the studio, Kaw County football head coach Aaron McClung. And, Coach, thanks for coming in this morning.
No problem.
Now, you guys have had spring football drills this week.
Yeah, we've had 3 days of practice this week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and we had to do 2 days of helmets. And we went full pads yesterday. We've had about 15 or 20 kids out because we can't have the eighth graders and we can't have kids that play other sports. So a lot of track kids and baseball kids aren't out there. But we had 7 or 8 starters out there in spring practice. And, you know, we did a lot of hitting yesterday, did some inside run. And it was a pretty good session, pretty good change of pace from being in the weight room all the time. So we got to go out and have some football practice.
Now, how many outside drills can you guys have?
We can have 10. We can have 10 sessions over 15 school days. So our window started Monday. So we have 3 weeks, and we've already got 3 practices in. And there's a track meet today and the weather, so we're not going to practice today. And we're going to try not to practice on any Friday. So we'll be back at it Monday in full pads.
Now, there's been a lot of football news this week. First of all, we got a draft alignment now, and looks like our district for 27 and 28 will be losing Crittenden County.
Yeah, we'll be going, looks like in the draft, we'll be going to a 5-team district, which is, we've played in a 5-team district before. I won't lose anybody. I'll keep all the teams on our schedule, and because we're going to play Crittenden no matter what. I've already been talking to Coach Courtney about our game, so we'll just probably move that game to a different slot, and we'll keep that game going. And everybody's kind of going crazy right now, making a schedule, and then, everybody kind of needs to take a pause because it's still just a draft alignment. And I think the KHSAA is considering on opening up what kind of weeks you can play your district games, giving you a large window to play your district games. So, everybody's scrambling to try to figure out a schedule, but we need to take a pause and let the KHSAA finalize the alignment before we start making a schedule for a year and a half down the road.
So the district will still have Mayfield, as always,
yep.
Fort Campbell, mm-hmm. Trigg County still in the district, yep. And Todd County Central.
Yes, sir. That's it. That's the district. And it's a good district. I think us and Mayfield and Trigg are the better teams in the district, but Todd County was young last year, and you never know what Fort Campbell will have, so I expect it to be a competitive district, and always look forward to football.
Now Crittenden County will still be in the district this fall. The new draft alignment is for the 2027 and 2028 seasons, so they kind of changed the way they went with some of the numbers. Put a qualifier, I guess, on the private schools and those kind of things. So the numbers changed just enough that Crittenden County fell from 2A to 1A.
Yeah, and I think it'll be good for Crittenden County, good for Crittenden County football. I think they'll be one of the top teams in 1A. I think it'll be good for the numbers of their school. And I expect them to make long runs in the playoffs in 1A. Really think there's a private school on this side of the state, and they'll have to contend with Russellville. Russellville's always got a pretty good team, but the other two teams in their district are Ballard Memorial and Fulton County, so they've had pretty good success against them. So I think they're probably happy about it.
If you look at the other district in the region, Edmondson County comes down from 3A to 2A and joins Hancock County, McLean County, and Owensboro Catholic. So about the same lineup we've been seeing over in the other district, and I assume the playoffs are going to stay the same, although I've heard some discussion they may try to change that again.
Well, they're trying to avoid any 3-team districts because they don't most football coaches don't want to buy in the playoffs. Mm. So they're trying to think of ways to avoid anybody having to buy in the playoffs. And you never know with the draft alignment. Some people may opt out of district play, so we'll have to see how that goes.
Again, those changes are for the 27 and 28 season. Some more things going on in football, though. We've got several new coaches on our schedule this year. Trigg County has brought Curtis Higgins back. I know Webster County also is going to have a new coach this year. Anybody else looking at having a new coach this year on our schedule, Coach?
Hopkins Central will have a new coach. Let's see, you already said Webster. I think Fort Campbell's coach will be back. You said Todd County?
No, I didn't. Did Todd County have a new coach?
Todd County will have a new coach.
So there's 4 teams right there.
Yeah, yeah. And, that that's the world we live in right now. You know, it's hard to find coaches nowadays. A lot of people don't realize that, but there's not as many people going into education and coaching. So you have a lot of turnover. You know, coaching can be stressful for some people, and you know, it's it makes it difficult for a program to really get off its feet when there's so much turnover. But you know, schools got to do what they can to keep kids out and keep kids playing, because football is definitely a healthy hobby for kids to do. And yeah, a lot of turnover.
Trigg County bringing Coach Higgins back, but maybe that'll fire up the 139 bowl.
Yeah, I'd say, well, I don't know even know if Coach Higgins wants to have the 139 bowl, but yeah, it's a. You know, I know Curtis. He's a really good guy, good football coach, and you know, I thought Coach Ezell did a good job, but you know sometimes just things get stale and you need to move on to somewhere else. So he's moved on to Christian County, and you know, I think Curtis will definitely generate some excitement down there. You know, I think you got a lot of guys down there that played for Coach Higgins that'll probably encourage them to get some of their kids out and generate some excitement in the community. And you know, I expect them to be pumped up to come back and play us, and maybe I can get that record a little closer. And you know, I know Coach Higgins went 6-2 against us. I read this morning, so hopefully we'll try to get that record a little closer.
Well, and the one stat I heard was that during his first stop at Trigg County, they won 8 playoff games, and in the last 3 years, they haven't been to the playoffs at all.
Yeah, their numbers have been low, so hopefully he'll get their numbers back up and. You know, get kids excited about football down there. You know, they had some good young kids in their little league program, so hopefully those numbers will keep up, and then he'll rebuild that program. You know, I know he's not going to put a definitive time on how long he's going to stay, but you know, they were kind of late in the game. They wanted to wait until they hired an AD to hire a football coach, so they were kind of late looking for a football coach. So you know, he may just give them a little more time to find a more long-term solution to coach, or, you know, he's retired, so I guess he can keep coaching however long he wants.
We're talking this morning with Tiger football head coach Aaron McClung. We need to get to another break here on the Sideline Report, but we'll come back and have more after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Golf Lesson, starring Catherine Brown of the UK Women's Golf Team, and Wade.
Catherine, I'd like to buy a few golf lessons.
Why?
Well, most bankers golf with clients, so I need to impress my clients with a great golf game.
Well, it's going to have to cost you double.
Oh, that's well worth it.
Here, show me your swing. Oh, my.
Oh, it just slipped right out of my hand. I'll get it.
Farmers Bank, local banking, legendary service, zero golf skills.
Found it.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Getting the kids to school makes mornings a little busier for everyone. Keep your kids safe with a reliable ride from U-Ride. Every vehicle is thoroughly checked for safety because they know your family comes first. From first cars for teens to dependable family SUVs, U-Ride has a range to fit every budget. Enjoy peace of mind knowing they're nearby and ready to help. U-Ride is committed to you after the sale. Visit them on Marion Road in Princeton and drive with confidence this school year.
Are you overwhelmed when it comes to marketing your business? This is Cindy Allen Lax with the Edge Media Group. And when I started my career 30 years ago, we sold radio. But we are so much more today. We have multiple radio stations and websites. Digital advertising. Well, it's a must for a business, but which direction to go in can be a real challenge. We can help you with that challenge. Let us put our team of experts to work for you. Contact us today at theedgemediagroup.net.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Talking this morning with Tiger football head coach Aaron McClung. And, Coach, we talked about the playoffs a little bit there, and there has been some talk about the KHSAA maybe redoing the playoffs a little bit. Are you pretty happy with the cross-districting for the playoffs, or what would be your idea for the best playoff format?
Well, I like the cross-districting, and I like the RPI system that they have. They're trying to get the best teams at state, and I think that's – I know it's not perfect, but I don't know if you're ever going to have a perfect system. I like the cross-districting because – I like that you play some different teams. I think if you have a really if you have two close teams in the district and they play a close game during the regular season and then they have to turn around and play within the district in the playoffs, I really think it's to the advantage of the team that lost, because it's a big motivating factor. So I don't really think that's fair for – you have to play them so early. So I like cross-district, and I think that's a bit better to let the districts kind of battle it out. And then if you meet up again, you meet up in the regional finals or beyond, and then I think it's a little more fair.
Yeah, they did the in-district playoffs for a couple of years there, and I didn't care for it. I don't think most people in Western Kentucky did, but as far as some of the other districts around the state, I think people have different ideas, and there are different situations, and I think a lot of coaches are pulling one way and some coaches are pulling the other way.
Yeah, I think most coaches would want the cross-districting. I don't know if anybody wants a early playoff rematch. That just doesn't seem. In reality, it's probably not much farther travel to go cross districting, and I don't know why anybody would be for it. I'm more interested in what the state's going to do in the future. I know they've got the multiplier with the private schools now, but I could see us having a success multiplier in the future.
Now you've got your schedule set for this fall, and hopefully a couple of home scrimmages this year. So
two home scrimmages this year. We'll play Greenwood here first, and we'll play Apollo here second. So that'll be good to not have to travel to those two places, and then we'll probably try to replace them the next year. So we'll play them, and they're both 5A schools. So I like. Getting challenged in those scrimmages and seeing what we're made of. They're both usually big physical teams. Apollo returns one of the best quarterbacks in the state, the Max Johnson kid. So we'll get to see him for the last time, and that'll be a good test for our secondary.
Now, your schedule for this fall, as I mentioned, it's set the same as last year, but looking ahead, you said we'd keep Crittenden County even if they leave the district.
Mm-hmm.
Do you anticipate any other changes to the schedule for 27 and 28?
Well, we're still in the planning phase. I think we're going to play Madisonville. I think Madisonville will go back on the schedule. I don't know if Webster's going to want to play us anymore, so I may have to replace them. So I don't have it definitively set, and probably won't until – I don't know, maybe in the summer, but most of it's the same. Most of the people we play have agreed to play us again. I think Hopkins Central will play us again. Obviously, Union County and Crittenden County and Marshall County, their coach said they'd play us again. So I'm really just trying to wait until we figure out the weeks that we're going to play district before I lock everything in, because I think they're going to open up. We got a email from Julian Tackett that kind of a moratorium on scheduling weeks 3 through 11, because then that to me says that there might be a chance that they open up weeks 3 through 11 for district games, and you can spread your district over a season. So that's kind of why I think they're doing that, to kind of give some people more flexibility for scheduling. So I won't know until after that what our set schedule will be.
It's getting difficult, though, to find like-sized schools in our area, because there aren't a whole lot. A couple of schools won't play you, then you have to start going farther and farther out to find somebody that will play you.
Well, 20 years ago, McCracken County wasn't consolidated. Christian County obviously wasn't consolidated. Muhlenberg County wasn't consolidated. So those are all – there were a lot of smaller schools in our area that we could play, and a lot of those schools are now 6A, 5 and 6A school. I guess they're all 6A now. So, yeah, there's potential for us to have to travel a little further for a couple weeks. But, last year our schedule travel wasn't too bad, and this year it won't be too bad. So, if we keep most of the teams from this coming year, I think, if we have to travel for one or two games, I don't think that's too bad.
Now, what are your initial thoughts on the team you have coming back for next year?
Well, I mean, I've been talking to the kids a lot about the standards, and we return a lot of kids. I think we return 16 or 17 seniors. So we return a lot of kids that have seen a lot of varsity football. When they were freshmen, we went 1-10, and 5-7 won a playoff game their sophomore year. went 6-5 last year, had a winning season, and so a lot of those kids that were freshmen have been playing. They're going to be seniors, have been playing since they were freshmen. So we have a lot of experience, and we have a lot of expectations on the season. But I'm trying to remind them that there's, if you're going to be a good football team, there are standards that you have to meet, and our standards have risen as we progress through, and I think hopefully that pays off. We've had more participation in the weight room. We've had more kids out for spring ball than we've had. We've had kids come back out, and I'm not going to lie, we have high expectations, but we also understand that we got to put in the work. We got to be focused, and that's really what I'm trying to remind them on a daily basis, is that the bar is raised, and we have enough talent. If we're not focused, we could probably still have a mediocre season, but that's not going to satisfy anybody. So, you know, we want to stay motivated, stay disciplined. We need to be the most disciplined football team. Even though we'll be the most talented football team in the last 4 years, we have to also be the most disciplined football team if we want to get to where we want to get to.
It's a big day today for Caldwell County sports. Softball is hosting Madisonville North Hopkins. We'll have that game for you here on WPKY today. The Tiger baseball team gets to play at Murray State. They'll play Callaway County at Johnny Reagan Field today, so that'll be fun. They got the new artificial turf on the infield, and, you know, they've done a whole lot with the stadium down there. Talked to Dave Winder about it a little bit earlier this morning, so that'll be fun. And Caldwell County names a new basketball coach for the guys today, so it's a big day.
It's an exciting day, and I'm looking forward to meeting the new coach. I'm sure that we'll have to share athletes a lot, and that I have no problem with that. I like as a small school, you got to love your multi-sport athletes. They're usually your best players, so I look forward to working with him.
So going to be a busy day for everybody. It should be a lot of fun, though. Coach, appreciate you coming in this morning. Thanks for helping on baseball broadcast this season, and we'll get you on the air again pretty quick.
No problem. Thanks, Don.
Tiger football head coach Aaron McClung with us this morning. I also want to thank Dave Winder from Murray State for joining us on the show today. That's going to wrap us up for this edition of the Sideline Report. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and YourSportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.